Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
On one of my social media blogs, I received a question, and I just received an inheritance. And how do I manage the money? I received a significant amount of money, and I'm not really used to managing that. What do I do when I first get that? Well, first, I would park that in some sort of a preserve principal savings account first. And I would make sure that it's under a preserve principle. In other words, you're not going to lose money other than possibly the erosion of inflation. And put it in something that gives you at least a few percent to try to keep up with inflation until you have a strategy and a plan of what you're going to do with it. That's first. Park it. The second thing is to write down what you did to inherit this. Because if you receive money without doing something of fair exchange with it, that's like giving a child a carte blanche open credit card to go shopping without restrictions and without them doing anything to earn it. They'll tend to squander it and impulse buy and do foolish things with it. If the child earns the money and does something, works hard for it, and it's their money, they'll tend to more wisely manage it and spend it accordingly. But anytime you think you receive something, you'll tend to have either an overspending or an emergency or a rescue of other people or a put it in impulsively into trying to get rich quick and then you lose the money in speculations, you'll mismanage money that you don't feel you did something to earn. So first write down, what did you do to earn the money you received? And don't stop writing what you've done to earn this money in order to, until you get a tear of gratitude for the fair exchange. Because money without meaning and without work has a different impact on the way you manage it than something you feel you did something to earn it. So write down what you did to earn it. Now, did you put up with some people's personalities? Is it going to save them taxes by doing it, giving it to you? Is it a way of acknowledging that you are part of somebody that was important to them and you they wanted to take care of them? Make sure there's some reason why you received the money and what you did to earn it. Because if you feel you earned it, you will manage it much more wisely than if you thought you got it as a gift. A gift tends to be squandered and poorly invested and have people get something. Because anytime you get something for nothing, you tend to do foolish things. So write down what you did to earn it until you feel you really did do something to earn it. It was a fair exchange. It wasn't a gift. It was a fair exchange. The second thing is to go and research or find somebody that you really know, not just impulsively assume, because there's lots of salespeople out there that love to get a hold of your money and then mismanage it for you and speculate with your money because they get money out of it no matter what. Make sure you have a plan of action, what you want to do with it. Now, I don't know without knowing your time horizons and when you might need money, what your risk tolerance is and where you invest money, what your experience is, how much of this money that's coming to you is of your total portfolio, how much it is it 10%, is it 50%, is it all you've got? You don't want to manage money with speculations and gambles if you can do it wisely and appropriately. So first park it until you have a strategy. Now, ultimately, you're going to probably want to put most of that money into something that appreciates in value more than inflation to give you a decent return. And that'll probably be somewhere in the stock market or in the real estate market based on your proclivity and your tendency to to understand. And, you know, as Buffett says, putting money into the S&P 500 long term has, in most cases, beat most money managers and who sometimes speculate with your money. So you're not going to be really harmed too much if you have a longer time horizon to put it into something like quality set of companies to allow it to grow. It'll probably grow at 8, 9, 10% or more. And over time, and if you need it, it's liquid. You will have a long-term capital gains after a year and a short-term capital gains within the year on what you earn on it. But that is at least more stable than speculating and gambling and putting into one company that's a microcap company or sticking it into some speculative currency or some form or some crypto thing that may or may not be anything at all but smoke. So first park it until you have a strategy. Think about your time horizons. Think about your risk tolerance. Think about your experience. Think about what your total portfolio is. And then be as conservative. Don't be overly zealous. Be conservative enough to make sure that your money is working for you and you're not speculating and gambling with high risk, maybe high reward, but maybe loss dynamics. But make sure you know what you did to earn the money so you are more conscious of the way you manage it instead of impulsive. I've seen people inherit money or get money from lottos, and I've watched them wipe out things, take money, and all of a sudden people find out about it and they feel entitled to it. And parents and family and everything else want to take a hold of it. And then they squandered away and it's gone. Think of how long it would take you to have earned that money, saved and invested and put all that money together. And think about the and be conservative with it. Don't throw away your money. I'm more conservative. I'm letting you know I'm more conservative. I'd rather make sure you have your money and let it grow than I would have you gamble with it and have somebody who may be wanting your money to gamble with it. So at least you put it in something that's regulated and something that's governed and something that has probability and predictability and has an intrinsic value and is productive and it serves people. So there's a real true investment and not a speculation and a gamble and a fantasy about what the future is, some crystal ball thing. But if you put it in a preserved, principled money market account just to get enough to keep up with in inflation until you're certain, it's probably to your advantage in the long run. But you might get advice, but make sure you get advice from somebody who's not just out to get the money and wants to gamble with your money and take advantage of it. Many people in the brokerage business have that intention. They want your money. So value yourself enough, and that's why you want to write down what you did to earn it, because you'll value your money and you'll be more cautious with it and more research-oriented. But don't speculate it. Don't put it all in one, you know, company. Make sure you look at what is a real intrinsic value of a company, the real true price earnings of it, so it's not just exuberantly elevated. And make sure you're buying quality companies that serve vast numbers of people that are governed and regulated and have predictability. And put your money so it works for you instead of you having to work for it. And then be grateful what you did. Think of what you did to earn it and be grateful for the opportunity to manage it and manage it wisely. And anyway, that's some simple advice. But watch out for speculations and watch out for squandering it. And don't buy things that go down in value. Somebody worked hard to earn that money. Don't squander it by going and buying immediate gratifying consumable items that wipe it out. Put it into something that accumulates assets and then take 1 or 2% maybe of that earnings and then allow yourself to have the lifestyle that you want. But don't spend it all on lifestyle, wipe yourself out, and then not even be able to afford your lifestyle in the future because you drain the account of the gift that you've got or the what you earned in the past. So be a bit conservative about it. Think it through. Don't impulse buy. But buy quality assets with the money after you've parked it. Transfer it into quality assets to serve vast numbers of people that are intrinsically valuable, that produce and make a difference in the world.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. Demartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.